My plan for today was to talk about leftovers and what to do with them. But as I sat in my office Wednesday, typing and watching snow fall beautifully onto our patio, I changed my mind. I wanted to talk about stewing and slow cooking and comfort food. This weather is perfect for it, and nothing tastes better than something warm, luscious, and fragrant waiting at home after a long day of shoveling, snow forts, and slick roads. I use my slow cooker a lot for braising and stewing at home. The evenly controlled temperatures cook foods all day while you're at work with minimal effort and maximum results. There are tons of recipes on the internet, particularly on Pinterest, some of which can be made one day and then turn into leftover meals the next. The super ninja of all slow cooker heroines is a woman named Stephanie O'Day. She used her crock pot every single day in 2008 and came up with some incredible recipes and lots of tips. She even makes soap and candles in her slow cooker. My favorite recipe is the simplest one. I don't even make it. My husband, a man who rarely cooks, has a few recipes, and this is one of his best. It's a simple pot roast. Buy a good chuck roast. No other cut will do. Season with salt and sear on high heat in vegetable oil until very dark on both sides. Put it in the crock pot. Barely cover with beef broth and a cup of dry red wine, some dried thyme, black pepper, and onions, carrots, celery, and potatoes. Chopped garlic goes in, and sometimes rosemary. Cover and cook on high from morning until evening, about 8 hours. Season the roast with salt and pepper and lots of hugs and kisses. For KMUW, I'm Tanya Tandock.